RTE Radio 1 Sport with the Kia EV6, Irish Car of the Year and European Car of the Year 2022. Discover the EV6 at kia.com.
And at 25 to 8, it's good morning to Darren Frehill.
Good morning again, Audrey. Well, the Republic of Ireland meet Lithuania tonight in a friendly at the Aviva Stadium, and the Irish team will, of course, be hoping to build on that very positive result against Belgium at the weekend. They drew 2-2 with the number one ranked team in the world. Lithuania are well back from Belgium. They're 137th in the world rankings. And you get the feeling Stephen Kenny might be using this one as a chance to give some of his fringe players an opportunity to impress. Keith Andrews is Stephen Kenny's assistant, and he was put before the media instead of Stephen Kenny ahead of this match. And Keith Andrews has been telling the Irish media how far this team has come as a group. And I think the game against Luxembourg maybe was the low point early in the campaign when they lost to them in Dublin. But he feels they've come a long, long way.
Not as good as we're feeling now, funny enough. They were tough times, there's no doubt about it. You look back at the games, which we always analyse, we go back, you see the empty stadiums, as you've mentioned. They weren't particularly nice times anyway for football people. But when we look at that day, that was obviously a really poor day at the office. We said that at the time, and it doesn't feel any different now. I think the obvious comparisons now will be made towards Lithuania, who we face tomorrow evening. And it's about the mentality of the players. I don't think it's a case of underestimating opposition. I don't think that's ever really been a case for Irish teams, if I'm being entirely honest. And it certainly wouldn't be from our part. The players will be made aware of strengths and weaknesses. They'll be treated the exact same respect that we gave Belgium in our analysis of them. And obviously we're going into the game looking to play the way we have been playing, play with confidence, play with a verve, excite the fans and ultimately win the game.
Yeah, more on that a little bit later on. I'll be talking to Ray Houghton as well to preview the action. The Irish under-21s take on Sweden this evening in the European qualifiers. Now, Ireland beat the group leaders at home back in November, and they're looking for another positive result today. The game gets underway at 4:30 Irish time. It's live on RTE2. Leinster hope Johnny Sexton and a number of his international teammates will be available for selection for their clash with Munster in the URC this weekend. Sexton trained with the squad yesterday, as did hooker Ronan Kelleher and James Ryan. Second row Ryan is being monitored after suffering a concussion while on Irish duty. Now, Robin McBride, one of the Leinster coaches, says Kelleher is being eased back after a shoulder injury, but he says all the internationals are settling back ahead of what is an important part of the season.
No, I wasn't doing contact today. I was just doing a little bit of throw-in and some scrum setups. So he's making progress. It's important we, try and maintain a certain amount of momentum. You know, and it's fine margins at this level as well. You know, if you take your eye off the ball for a minute, then, who knows what can happen. So we just got to keep on top of things and keep on pushing each other, stressed. You know, today with the boys coming back from the Six Nations, we need to get on the same page pretty quickly, really, because it's a big test.
In cricket, the Irish women's cricket team will tour Pakistan in November. They'll play a six-match series while they're there, three one-day internationals, three T20 internationals, and this will be an historic trip because it's the first time any Irish side has ever toured there. Finally, Ireland has withdrawn from the bidding process to host the America's Cup sailing competition in 2024. I know there was great excitement about the prospect of the famous race coming to Cork Harbour, but the feeling is the costs of bringing it to this island are just too high.